Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And through Sharing Change, MTE has donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits, assisting them in their efforts here in our community. To find out more and to participate in Sharing Change, just head to, guess what, sharingchange.org. While here on Rutherford Issues, 101.9, 100.5, WGNS, WGNSradio.com, we have the one and only James Price joining us today. And first of all, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Brian?
Good. Doing good. So today's the last full day of school. City goes a half day tomorrow. County goes a half day on Friday. And then it's summertime. So for those who are planning maybe a summer vacation, today's the day to listen to the show, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's time to get out and about. And I think there's kids already planning on vacation.
Oh, yeah. I talked to an assistant principal or to a principal at a school system, a school in the county, and they had 500 kids out of school last Friday.
Wow.
So, yeah, some are getting an early start on vacation.
Well, you know, now's the time to really start planning, and BBB's got some tips for you guys out there to get some expert advice for planning your vacation getaways. When you're planning a vacation or just maybe even a weekend getaway, BBB encourages you to go to BBB accredited travel businesses, professionals, and services to save money and travel safely. And a lot of people don't know this, that you can go to a travel advisor and they can actually save you money on a trip than you haven't done it yourself. So go to BBB.org and you can look up travel advisors or travel services, and they will absolutely do what they can to help save you money, plan your trip, make sure you see all the best things, maybe stay away from the areas you don't want to go to, and then just a lot of other things.
Yeah, those tourist traps or those places where you're going to go and you're going to stand in line for 2 hours for, you know, 5 minutes of fun.
Right. So step one, plan ahead. Allow plenty of time to research, you know, your hotels, your flights, your destination. Typically, earlier reservations are made, the better the deals are, the lower the risk of destinations being booked solid. Make reservations in advance, also locks in rates, prevents higher prices later during prime spring break, peak summer, or holiday travel seasons. I won't write off that sometimes it's good to wait till the last minute. Sometimes you can get cruises at the very last minute because they haven't filled the ships up, and you can get a reduced rate. So if a cruise is something that's on your list, you can do it early or you can do it late. To end up saving some money. Number two is avoid broad searches. Entering like the best deals or whatever, whichever the search engine can be used to sometimes bring up websites that look, sometimes they'll look official, but they're designed to rip people off. You're looking for the best travel services. The scammers are going to go, okay, well, these people are looking for the best travel services, so they're looking to save money, so let's offer them a really great deal on a trip to nowhere.
Yeah, and it turns out to be a deal to your bank account being cleaned out.
Right. So instead of focusing on the task at hand, if you're looking for a hotel, a search of, you know, a reputable hotel is probably a better thing to do than just saying, hey, what are the best hotel rates and that kind of thing. That way you might actually avoid some of the hotels that you don't want to go to either.
Yeah, I mean, so you're saying instead of searching for cheap hotels in Destin, you know, kind of, I mean, I'm sure the BBB's website would be a great source to go to as well, because you, I mean, it's nationwide, but go to a site that where you can search for those, or search for, like, you know, a Best Western or whatever it is, you know, Ramada Inn, those kinds of things. Search directly for them.
Right. Absolutely. And you know, there's apps out there that will give you some of those great deals too, the travel apps. But just really do your homework. Be alert for travel scams. Watch out for phone calls or letters claiming a free trip or websites offering prices that appear too good to be true. If they are, they probably are. It's easy to extend questionable offers like those, but and mostly hopeful travelers in limbo and out of money. So check out Scam Tracker, check out travel scams on BBB, and make sure that you're doing your due diligence. When people, the worst thing to do is to book a trip and you get halfway there and then you realize that the hotel you booked, you didn't really book, or the excursion you booked, you didn't really book. You just paid for it, but you're not really going on it at this point in time.
Yeah, and there's no telling what you paid for. It's probably this, you know, just more money in the scammer's account.
Right. Do your homework. Ask friends and families to recommend a travel agent. We just talked about that a minute ago, or a travel website. You can go to bbb.org and visit business profiles for travel agents and travel websites. There's several here in Middle Tennessee of accredited travel agents that will help you find the trip that you want at affordable prices, save you money, and make sure that you have a great time.
We are talking today with James Price of the Better Business Bureau. Advice and tips for planning the perfect getaway and vacation coming up here this summer. So let's see what you've given us, you know, some tips for so far. I think you've got a few more, right?
Yeah, there's a couple more here. We got get details in writing. Before making a final payment, make sure you get all the details in writing. That should include the total cost, restrictions, cancellation, penalties, the names of the airlines and the hotels being used. Keep a copy of the airline and hotels cancellation and refund policies so that you can easily get to those if you need to. As you know, sometimes things come up where you schedule a vacation, fully intending to take the vacation, and then life happens and you can't go, and now you want a refund. You know, is the trip that you're booking eligible to be either rescheduled or get a refund on it?
Yeah.
Which leads us to number six is consider travel insurance. Travel insurance covers things like those we talked about. Plus, it could cover medical expenses depending on the plan purchase, and there's different levels of coverages along the way. If you're going to be traveling overseas, see if your insurance health plan covers you in different countries. And if so, what you may need to do ahead of time just to get a hold of somebody, write down some contacts of the areas that you need to be. So if you need to have something all very quickly, you don't have to start your research from step number one.
In the midst of an emergency. So, I mean, that's the worst possible time to be trying to figure that out, you know.
Right. And then what happens is anytime you're in an emergency or you feel like you have to go quickly, that doesn't come out financially good in the long run.
Usually not.
And it doesn't matter if you're planning a vacation or you need to have work done in your home. If you don't plan for these things ahead of time or know who you're going to use, you could end up with anybody.
Yep. And you know, these medical emergencies and things like that that can pop up, you know, it's good to consider that as part of your travel insurance, like you said, especially if traveling overseas or into another country. Something that has happened to me, and so if it's happened to me, it's happened to everybody, right? But several times we have gone, and I made the mistake twice on two separate occasions, and I got hit twice. And that was using my debit card to, it was just paying for a meal. And I do that around here just all the time. But, you know, then a few hours later, it's like you have a zero balance and you can see that my account had been drained. It was, we were in Gatlinburg both times, but Gatlinburg Pigeon Forge area.
Wow.
And so I had given my card to someone to run for dinner or breakfast or whatever, wherever we were eating, and they took it back to the back and brought it back. But in some time in between that process, they'd gotten my card information. So since then, I've always used a credit card on trips.
Mm. Good advice. In fact, that's the next thing we were going to talk about was pay with a credit card. Credit card payments provide additional protection. If there's something should go wrong with, you know, a travel reservation, and you can get your money back. Know how your bank works on those too.
Yeah.
You know, I know my bank is really good about watching out for things and payments that shouldn't be made. And I've actually had a couple from time to time, and I've gotten my money back, which is really good.
And also be sure, if you plan on using your bank card, even if it's for gas or something like that, if you're one day you're in Murfreesboro and the next day you're in, you know, Fresco, Texas, and you use your card, it may not go through that first time, because, I mean, they've got some really great automatic, you know, things to try to shut down charges like that, because ultimately it's costing the bank money.
Right. And then the last thing we'll talk about on this is planning to travel internationally. Check travel advisories for Canada and to the U.S. See if there's any issues that impact the trip. It's also good to practice to check the U.S. State Department for updates and alerts along the way to make sure that there's any countries that you shouldn't be going to. And that's the time to do that as well in advance of training, trying to go on a trip. I would probably think that at this point in time, Ukraine is probably on the list of places that you shouldn't go visit at this point in time.
Probably not. Probably. Yeah. And on the State Department's website, it is pretty interesting. You can see where, you know, the places that they don't advise you to travel, or you'll hear about that in the news. If there's a big event that happens in a country, you know, it's, well, we're issuing a travel advisory or even a travel ban to some country. So got to keep all that in mind.
So a few other precautions that you need to make. One, wait to post on social media till you get home. It's really tempting to, like, take pictures and just post immediately everything that you're doing. But just remember that you're telling everybody that you're away from home. And that's a prime time for somebody to say, oh, well, Bobby's out of town. He's in Florida. If I go rob his house, there's no way he's going to know until he gets home. Check your home insurance. If your home is unattended while you're away, make sure you know the responsibilities in your policy. Some policies do not cover damage if nobody's home or nobody's checking in on your home. Share a copy of your itinerary with close friends. Take a map with you. I know we do use a lot of GPS these days, but a physical map is a good idea. Check the weather conditions along the way to make sure that you can plan to dress appropriately and pack appropriately. Check for safety. Consider not traveling alone. Use a buddy system anywhere you go. If you're in a hotel, use the safe to store your valuables if there's one available. And then report suspicious activity or activity on scams to BBB Scam Tracker. And then go to Scam Tracker before you leave and see what the scams are in that market where you're going to be taking your vacation.
Some great advice. And you can do a search, BBB, you know, planning a perfect getaway. And you can see many of the same things that we just talked about. And you can really get specific if you're planning a cruise, if you're planning, you know, a trip to another country. There are all kinds of different tips, so you kind of drill down into that, and good resource before planning your trips there. Anything else, James?
No, Brian, let's just have an absolutely great summer. Wish everybody great vacations while they're out and about, and just plan ahead.
Plan ahead. That is some great advice. Appreciate it. Thanks so much, and we'll catch up with you in a few weeks here.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
That is James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining us here on the show today. And again, if you missed part of our conversation, you can check WGNSradio.com under podcast, then scroll on down to Rutherford Issues, and you can pick up the podcast from there. Thanks so much for joining us today. As we send you away on Big GTV, a look outside, cloudy skies, some rain showers today. Nothing on the severe side, just more of the soggy, rainy, dreary stuff we've got to deal with for the next few. Have a great day, everybody. See you soon.